Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Hello, hello, everybody. Lisa's away today, so I will be hosting the show solo. Our next guest, Annabelle Valenzuela Alarcón, is a children's book author, and her book called The Day an Angel Ran Into My Room is pretty much our new favorite in our household. And I've got three kids, and we have read it every single day since the day we got it. So I'm really excited to speak to Annabelle today, and welcome to our show.
Thank you so much. I'm so pleased to be here because I just love the fact that your kids love my book. For me, that makes it all worthwhile, and that's the reason why I write.
Well, it really is fantastic. I mean, my kids are no strangers to talking about angels. We ask our angels when we're in the parking mall, like in the shopping mall, like, can you help us with parking? Can we help us with the weather? Like, so we ask our angels for a lot of things. And what was so great about your book is, you know, you talk about a lot of the things that I talk to my children about. So tell me a little bit, I won't give away too much about the book, but tell me a little bit about what inspired you to write it for children.
Yeah, well, what happened was that I was going through a difficult period in my life, and I didn't have a grand plan to write about a book about angels. Rather, it just came to me because I was going through a tough period, and somebody gave me a book by Wayne Dyer that was his first spiritual book, which was entitled, I'll never forget the title, because it said, "When you believe it, you will see it," not the other way around. Generally, people say, "Oh, when I see it, then I'll believe it." You know, there was a transformation of thinking, and it was about all the messages in this book, which was about visualizing things that you want, like the parking space that you were just talking about. You could visualize a parking space. You just basically think about it and see yourself doing it. And all of these concepts were so new to me. And I started learning about it because I needed inspiration in my life at that point. I had separated from my husband, so I was really in a down place. But out of that came this incredible story. And what happened is that I was basically staying with my sister in Mexico, and at night I would start writing about the things that I was learning through Wayne Dyer, and the angels just came to me. So it was really inspired, you know. I was really in spirit, in other words, when I wrote it. It wasn't planned, but it was perfect because the angel would just deliver all the messages, these wonderful messages, in a wonderful way, and they were all things that I wish I would have known when I was a little kid myself.
Yeah, and that's a really good point, is really those messages, you know. Tell us a little bit about a couple of the messages in the book. I mean, I know what some of them, you know, what my favorite are, but what are some of the messages that really you wanted to communicate to our children?
Yes, well, one of the messages is the power of the mind, you know, how with the mind you can really change the world around you. For example, the message of cause and effect. If you do a good deed, guess what will come back to you? More good. And although that's common sense, a lot of times, you know, people don't realize, you know, that. And that's, I think that's one of the most important messages, that whatever you do in your life, you will get more of. And, for example, if you get a negative thought, I usually like to say cancel. And then you just stop that right in its track, because thoughts are very powerful things. And children need to learn that at a very early age, because if they do, their life will just flow so much easier. And better. And another thing that I like to that I teach about is how you have to mind your own garden. That everybody's different. Everybody has their own garden. Just be sure to mind your own, because a lot of times, you know, we worry about everybody else's life, but we have to really concentrate on ours, which is the only one that we can affect. And we really have an inner world. And this book is really about teaching kids that they really are powerful. They can literally change their world through their thoughts and their actions.
Yeah, we use cancel a lot in our house. So when I was reading it to the kids, I didn't even have to, you know, tell them what the word is. They said it to me. So that was something that we, you know, we had a good laugh about, because we do talk about that a lot. And one thing I really love was when you talk about it, it was on page 44, that you know, talk about what if you do something bad to somebody, like you know, take away a toy from your brother or your sister, or you have a fight with a sibling, you know, and you talk about, you know, the lesson in that, and does something bad automatically happen to you? So I thought that was a really great, as a parent, I thought that was such a great learning tool for my kids, because I've got three kids. I've got an 11-year-old, I have a 10-year-old, and I have a 4-year-old. So it really, they span, you know, different age groups. And last night, my 10-year-old joined us when we were reading it, because I've been reading it to my 4-year-old every single night. It's her favorite book. So my 10-year-old joined us last night, and she started asking some really great questions. So what I love about it, and again, I'm going to say say the name again. It's The Day an Angel Ran Into My Room. What I love about it is that it sparked conversation.
Oh, yeah. And that's the whole idea, to start the conversation, because the fact is that we really, our world around us is an intelligent, you know, world, universe, and we can really control a lot of things around us. For example, keep negativity away from us just by not being canceling. Everybody gets negative thoughts. So the point is, know how, what to do in that instance. Just cancel that thought and start thinking positive things, visualizing things that you want. There's a lot of techniques nowadays to do that through vision board is one of them. But, you know, I just for using your mind, you know, if you want, and start with a parking space, like something as simple as parking. Visualize yourself parking into a space, you know, a car pulling out at the exact same time. It works for, like a charm, right? You do it all the time, correct?
Right, and asking our angels for help, right? And I love that you said that too, is that when we ask our angels for help, they come running. So, you know, they're waiting there for us to ask them for help. So the book is not only for kids, and I will tell you this, Annabelle, it's really, you know, for someone like myself who's very into, I love, you know, when it comes to spirituality, and I love anything to do with angels. So for me, it was a great reminder to be able to, as I'm reading them the book, to start doing things for myself too, because, you know, we have our daily life, and we, you know, sometimes you tend to forget certain things. So it enables me to, you know, also ask for things. And it's just a gentle reminder for us big kids too.
That's what I've heard from a lot of parents. It says, oh my God, this brought me back to my childhood, because a lot of these messages, the parents, you know, themselves, you know, were telling them these things when they were kids, but one tends to forget, you know, in the go, go, go world and so forth. And this is really a book, you know, it's a metaphor for intuition as well. And I'm a big, big fan of intuition. And basically, the angel is a metaphor for intuition. Follow your intuition. The angels are guides, and they are there to, you know, like if you are quiet and, you know, and in our world, we always have phones, cell phones going, and the music blaring, and the TV, even if we're not watching it, it's always on. And this is a reminder to really, you know, if you're silent and you have like a few, even if it's just 2 minutes, and you ask a question, and, you know, I like to think that my angel gives me the answers. And as a matter of fact, I'm guided all the time. And I don't know if you are, but I am all the time, you know, when I ask a question, why did this happen? The other day, something happened to me and I didn't understand it. And then I got the answer. And it was really, you know, my angel, when I really stop to listen, they will provide the answer that you're looking for. And it's another way is intuition. If you ever get a hunch, you know, it could be, you know, could it be an angel, perhaps, you know, that is trying to guide you. And you just have to ask them for help. Ask for help. Don't forget to do that, because that is crucial. That's how you activate your angels.
Right. And I think a lot of people don't realize that. You know, I was just thinking as you're speaking, I'm like, that's your next book, Intuition, doing a book about intuition. And, you know, the thing is, it's interesting, too, is that, you know, as a mom of three, I'm, you know, as many of us or all of us are, we're so busy with doing so many things. And you hear about all these, you know, programs out there, you know, it only takes 5 minutes a day, or do this, or go meditate and exercise. But one way that you can actually do it with your children is through your book. And that's why I found your book so powerful for me, was because, you know, if I don't have a chance to do what I wanted to do that day, I'm able to do it now when I'm reading my kid a bedtime story. So it was like really a two-in-one for me. And I think that's something important for you to take away when you're writing these books. And even if you, hopefully you continue to do that, is that it's not only for kids, it's for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's what I hope, that, you know, that this teaches, at the end of the day, you take something away, and that's you know, you have that, it's within you, that intuition and that power, that guide is right there for you to utilize
exactly.
At any point.
So just quickly, as before we run out of time, where can people buy your book?
Oh, well, the easiest place that I always, you know, guide people to is Amazon. It's on Amazon, The Day an Angel Ran Into My Room, and it's on Amazon.
Okay, perfect. And you can also visit Annabelle's website. It's sbpra.com/Annabelle Valenzuela. And you can follow her on Twitter at Annabelle Valens, VALENZZ. I'm Andrea Donsky. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter on Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.